2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is the third time I am coming to you. Every matter must be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. I have said this before, and before I arrive, I am saying it again, as I did when I was present the second time, even though I am now absent. To those who sinned earlier, and to all the rest, when I arrive, I will not spare you. I say this because you are seeking proof that Christ, who is not weak toward you but is powerful in you, is speaking in me. To be sure, he was crucified as a result of weakness, yet he lives as a result of God's power. Certainly, we are also weak in him, but we will live with him for your benefit as a result of God's power. Examine yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Or do you not know this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless perhaps you fail the test? But I hope that you will recognize that we are not failing the test. We pray to God that you may not do anything evil, not so that we may appear to have passed the test, but so that you may do what is good, even if we may seem like those who are failing to pass the test. To be sure, we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. Yes, we rejoice whenever we are weak and you are strong, and we are praying for your complete restoration. It is for this reason that I am writing these things while I am still absent, so that when I am present, I may not have to deal harshly with you, using the authority that the Lord gave me for building up and not for tearing down. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Set things in order. Be encouraged. Agree with one another. Be at peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.